And it's the Coach Home. It's John Gibbons on a Tuesday. We hung on a day this week because there was three big games on Monday. And what a win for Everton. Where else can we start? Gary Judge from across the park. And Gary, I don't know where that came from. I don't know how you guys all felt. But, you know, of all the scorelines, I wasn't expecting that one.
No, I certainly wasn't expecting 5-1. Or I mean, to be honest, going into the game, I wasn't expecting 3 points. In terms of where to come from, there have been some signs. I mean, listen, not 5-1 signs against Brighton, but there have been some signs. We've had credible draws at Chelsea, at Forest, at Leicester. Two of those games, I think, you know, and Palace as well.
Yeah.
Two or three of those games, we would probably count ourselves unfortunate to not get 3 points. So I think the win was due away from home, but absolutely wasn't expecting it to come at Brighton, and certainly not in that manner.
Yeah, it's funny because I've noticed the manager after a couple of games saying that, you know, some of our play's been good and we just need to handle, you know, certain situations better. And he's had a bit of a stick for that. But in a way, he's been proven right, really, because, you know, it seemed to me that instead of playing well for, say, 10, 15 minutes, like we've seen, you know, in the last few games, and then maybe conceding a goal and heads dropping and things like that, this time it was we're heads weren't dropping because you were the one scoring the goals and in control of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of the heads dropping, you know, we found ourselves in a tough situation at Leicester. You know, 2-1 down, could have been 3-1, Pickford saves a pen. We've shown a lot more resilience, certainly under Dyche. There's no doubt about that. And you're right, he has been saying in the press, you know, we feel as though the performances are improving. He definitely went into yesterday's game under a little bit of pressure. You know, not bringing Damari Gray on at Leicester, he got a lot of stick for because a lot of fans felt that, you know, Leicester were on the ropes. We could have done with another forward player on some fresh legs to maybe get us the 3 points. But, you know, the decisions he's made, the way in which he's approached the game was certainly vindicated. For me, the biggest change was Michael Keane coming out and Yerry Mina coming in. Regardless of the goals, those forward players certainly, you could see they felt like they had a lot more belief in what was behind them.